Blog
yeah,
Talk
I'm not
Radio.
Feeling that.
I smoke up with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting profusions of mouth in the back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Ella Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Blessing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tara. Be away, ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slab when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slab when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc.
Move it.
I'm just
Yo, what up, man? It's Chuck, goddamn it, Eddie fucked up ass in the hospital. So I got the show, and y'all can talk, hit your button or whatever. I ain't got shit to talk about. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want tonight. Somebody hit the button, and I'll open your ass up. I guess. Hello? Now that I can go home and go to bed.
Because the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit.
Yo, what up,
what up,
kid?
Chuck?
Ain't nothing
What's going on, man?
Man, Eddie got this shit all fucked up, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm trying to have
man.
A drink with my buddy, man. What's going on?
Shit, nothing much. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Did you put in your order for one of them TRE motors?
The blow up motors, no, sir. So, hey, kid, what's going on with that? I don't know. I just seen it the other day.
Yeah, I just saw it the other day, too. I see a lot of people talking about well, them boys over there in Detroit. And the motor was kind of fucked up.
Mm.
So you get one, you might make 3 or 4 passes, and that's about it. Rolling dice.
Yeah, I read something about they charge a motherfucker for a motor and never sent it. Some shit like that.
Yeah, well, seemed like somebody they might have charged, but they went and got theirs, I guess.
Oh, they selling those three passes and blow up for $45,000, huh?
Yeah, man.
God damn.
Yep.
Well, guess you find a sucker, just roll them out.
Yeah.
What else happened?
I don't know why they, nothing much. I don't know why they started going back to the man, though.
Yeah, well.
Evidently, goddamn it, they must have liked that Vaseline job.
Yeah, no Vaseline. You can ride fast for three passes, and after that is over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what else? What else up, kid? I don't know. I ain't been home all week.
Shit, ain't nothing else been up. Shit.
Motherfucking Eddie got down last minute ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I could have been watching girls swing on poles and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just been out the fucking loop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you motherfuckers. I see your hands up. I mean, your damn phone numbers. You better punch the button. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What you like Sunday?
I don't know. You know, I'm kind of leaning towards the 49ers. It's going to be a hell of a game. Well, it should be a hell of a game. Let's put it that way.
That sounds good. That sounds
yep.
good. Beers out there. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds good. 49ers all day, baby.
Yep. I see Zabo looking for a little action. He going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I hear him. Let's see what he do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dog. You good? Yeah. All right.
I'm going to leave this here.
Yeah, leave it on the bar. Oh, shit. Damn, CJ, you need to come on. You just told me some shit. Yeah. Damn, kid, this shit still open?
What?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I got to get used to this shit. It's
mm-hmm.
it's hard to see the numbers when you're drinking.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, kid, when a bowling party?
The 24th.
Of February?
2 weeks from today? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Up in 2 weeks.
Getting these damn dates coming up so damn fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Should be a lot of lock-in races going on there. Somebody might get ran the fuck over.
Yeah. 8275, talk about it. 8275. Indiana, 8275.
Sound like that might be Vic.
What up, Chuck?
What up, bro? How
Hello?
You feel? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm still here through the grace of God. You know how it is.
Yeah. About time you
get
the goddamn butt.
You hadn't heard nothing about that, man, about them, they took the heads off a motor down there at the Reese and stuff, found out that some guys had put the used pistons in their motor and charged them all that money.
No, man, I ain't heard nothing about that shit.
Yeah, they blowed up a motor down at Mike Hill's race. I think it was at Mike Hill's race down there they heard a motor. And, they wound up taking the head off, pulled one of the heads off, and threw them there, gave them brand new pistons or something. It was all used pistons in the motor. So, yeah, that's why they own those guys pretty hard right now, because They've been raping them. Guys didn't even know they were getting raped.
Well, T.R.E. gonna have to sell motor. T.R.E. gonna have to sell motor with Gorilla Glue, just in case they have a mishap.
But hey, goddamn, hey, if they need some used pistons, I got at least 16 over here they can have.
Yeah, it's pretty rough around there, boy. They see them gift horses coming around the corner, boy. They see them coming around the corner, boy. They say, oh, man, here come one right now. You know? And you know, if they got any other problems going on, somebody got to pay for that.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what any of them shops, man. Sure, if they got, if anybody in that shop got a car, a motor, or something like that, and it's down, the price is automatically going up. Oh yeah,
that's cool.
I watched that firsthand over here in Indiana. I don't want to mention no names, but you better not show up at a shop and they car down. Oh no, you got a problem.
You better have
deep pockets. That's all I can say. Somebody got to pay for that car to get put back together.
Hey, if you texted to me, you know I'll tell.
Yeah, I know. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, Chuck, what's going on, man? How you been?
I'm all good, man. I'm well. I got my damn voice back.
I heard you on the phone, boy. You sounded like what's the peanut guy, sweet potato guy, George Washington Carver? I thought you was George Washington Carver.
I'm going to tell you what happened, CJ. I was down there, no guts, no glory, in December. Then I went to Miami like I usually do. I come out that motherfucking 90-degree weather and come back to Chicago. It was 23 degrees. I got sick as a fuck and lost my voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you sounded kind of rough, boy. Sounded real rough. When you first started talking,
I can talk my ass off now, though.
Yeah, it sounded like it. It sounded like it, boy. I heard you telling Eddie to shut his fat ass up, huh?
Yeah. Trump ass motherfucker. Called me at 7:59 talking about he need help. You need help, motherfucker. Dial 911, motherfucker.
I hope he ain't sick. He just ain't able to get to the phone or whatever.
They
run
probably
the show.
Giving his ass. They probably giving him another motherfucking enema or some shit like that.
Oh man, not an enema. Not an enema, man. Come on.
I can talk shit about his ass all night because he can't use his phone.
Oh man. Yeah, well, hey, you gotta jab and punch him when you can. Ain't no doubt about that. So Donye coming back, huh? Donye got a race locked in for Mike Hill?
Yeah, we ready.
Okay.
He ready. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Well, sounds real good.
You
know, family and business come first. This racing shit ain't nothing but some little joy shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got so many people that get caught up in that, man, as far as not knowing, as far as the priority, you know.
Like they was talking about it last night
on Sham's show about, you know, the sacrifices that people make to do this, man. And it's, you know, sometimes it ain't always the best move. You know, you lose family, you lose house, you lose cars, friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You lose a lot of stuff, man, trying to do this, you know.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, motherfuckers' priority be fucked up.
Yeah. I tell you, man, hey, you know, trying to balance this and maintain a family, maintain a job. You know, I remember times, man, when Fonzo and them used to call me, I'd be on the job. They called me and said, man, we got a race book for you, man. I said, man, I'm at work. But they said, can't you leave work and come? I said, man, I can't leave work and come like y'all can do over there, you know? I said, no. I said, it had to be after I get off work or whatever, you know? So, but you gotta prioritize. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, motherfuckers got to realize this shit is just a toy and it's a hobby. This shit ain't number one in your damn book.
Right, yeah. You can't. You definitely can't make a living doing it. That's for sure. Most people can, I'll put it that way. You got to be people that have been fortunate enough to do pretty good at it, but the average person, that's good,
you know. Because like I always say, any motherfucker on the race car is a dumb motherfucker. And I'm included in that bunch.
Hey, man. We don't realize that the cars is pimping us. Because whatever the car needs, we're going to go get.
I don't know nobody grudge racing doing it for a living.
Hey, tough. Tony Bynes claimed he was doing it for a little while.
Tony Bynes ain't doing no motherfucking grudge race for no living.
Well, that's probably been 15 to 20 years ago when I first met Tony Bynes. He was actually doing fairly well. He was saying that if he could win every weekend, he could do it for a living.
You just said the magic word, if.
This shit ain't nothing but a side hustle and some fun, hanging out with
your friends.
That's it.
Motherfucker trying to grudge race for a living, he gonna starve to death.
Man, be thin like a piece of paper, huh?
Yeah, this shit fucked up, but you know, we love it. We gonna do it till we can.
Yeah, they was talking about how long the guy's been racing and stuff, you know, on last night. He was talking about D.D. and Terrio and Drag. I mean, a lot of us been racing a long time, man. I had to sit down and think about that myself, man. It's been a long, long time, man. Been doing it way too long, probably.
You just said a prime example. Now, Terrio got a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let him close the doors on their restaurant and go drag racing for a living. Grudge racing for a living.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
It'd be a lot of stale turkey tips.
Grudge racing is nothing but a goddamn pleasure.
You
got to treat it as such, you know.
So when you got sponsors paying your bills and shit, your transportation, and paying for your motors, now it's for living.
Right, right.
But grudge racing, I don't see no sponsors out there paying for your transportation and your motel bills and your engine bills and all that kind of shit. Uh-uh.
That shit way too much fucking money.
Yep.
Yeah, when we were going to Black Sunday a lot, we had a group, and I'm part of Big Time Racing, and we had some people that was interested in sponsoring us. When I came up with a plan to show them, boy, they got small. We didn't see them no more.
Start doing the Michael Jackson on you, huh? Start doing the Michael Jackson on you, huh?
Moonwalking. Yeah, but I mean, you know, they saw us down there at the race down there, and they liked what they saw and stuff, and they approached us and said, hey, you know, we like to sponsor you guys, and so I put a little package together, and it wasn't nothing super exorbitant, you know. I mean, but you know, they didn't bite, so I mean, hey, you know, that was the end of that, you know, but. I mean, as a whole, our team, we did sponsor our members going to races for a little while. We didn't pay for their lodging or whatever, but we did pay for them the entry fee into the race. Not so much. We gave them a little bit on the fuel and stuff too, but they had to give so much back if they won, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't.
Every little bit helped.
So, but we tried to promote, you know, as far as, you know, somewhat sponsored. We had enough money, you know, in our bank account and stuff where we could, you know, And it worked over. It went over pretty good for a little while, you know. But then, you know, things just start falling off, and guys stop racing. You know, stop racing as much. So, you know, went by the wayside, you know. But yeah, that sponsorship is mean. I've had a pretty good sponsor for the last 46 years. They've been sponsoring me pretty good. They let me do what I want to do as far as with these cars and stuff, you know. So, I mean, hey, that's always a plus. You know, yeah, it's always a plus. But a lot of people don't look at their jobs as being the sponsor, the employer, as far as being the sponsor. They you know, ultimately, that's what you're making your money at. And, I mean, if they allow you to make enough money, you can kind of do it and keep doing it, you know. But, yeah, sponsorship is everything. Ain't no doubt about that. Hey, did you guys see what they're talking about? NHRA is talking about trying to bring the no prep to the NHRA.
I think I had heard some about that. I didn't really pay no attention.
Yeah, they was talking about that. I said, because they're looking at the following that the no prep guys have and stuff, and they saying that some of the no prep guys got a bigger following than the top fuel guys, you know. But like I told them, I said, the NHRA get a hold of it, going down the tubes.
They outfight themselves. So that's why nobody doesn't fuck with the NHRA. They outfight themselves. Ain't nobody compete with that shit. Leave that shit to the motherfucker that like ride with no prep. Let them roll. Let them do some outlaw shit.
Yeah, they talking about trying to bring them into the fold as far as getting them in on what's it? But their purse ain't big enough. They don't have big enough purses. You know, the no prep guys, they got some pretty big purses. You know, I don't think the NHRA could actually do that. They, you know, because it probably would cut in on some of the other classes that. To do that, you know.
Yeah, well, they're trying to probably take a look at it and see if they can monopolize it.
Oh, you know,
they're going to get it off the ground and go to running with it. It could be very interesting.
Yeah, well, they're gonna do it like Baldy's race turned out. Baldy started his race and then the track took it over, and now Baldy just gets a little. They just using Baldy's name.
Yeah,
you
get
know?
A percentage off of it. Yep.
Right.
Mm.
That's exactly the way I figure NHRA probably would wind up doing. Like Duck got them big races and stuff like that, man. They try to use Duck, get Duck in there, and use Duck's name and stuff, man, and Duck be getting a percentage or whatever, you know. And it won't be the same. Because for one thing, how are they going to prep the track for radio and for slick? You know, you got the professional classes that run slicks, and then you got these radio classes that run radios and stuff. So how do you prep in between and give the guys a good surface? I mean, it just can't be done. Now, unless you got a four lane track, and you can run two lanes, two races on this side, two races on that side. You know,
that's a $50,000 question. How you gonna make the competitive for both?
Right.
Yep. They would have to use a place like Charlotte with the four wide and Las Vegas with the four wide.
Right. That'd be the only place you could actually probably get away with that, you know, as far as saying, okay, we're going to have no prep and racing, you know, our regular program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen.
Probably not.
Most of them guys doing no prep, they outlaw too. So,
right.
They
right.
ain't gonna go by them rules.
I'd be willing to bet. I'm gonna say 50% of them ain't got an NHRA license. They got the money to build a car, but they ain't got an NHRA license where you can run at an NHRA track.
Man, that's
you'd be surprised,
so you
man.
Know what?
A lot of guys that
you
got these fast cars that don't have a license.
That's what's going to stop it right there. Because they're going to want them cars to be up to specs, and you know they ain't. and they ain't getting no fucking license. So that shit's a dead issue.
Yeah, I was amazed, man, how many guys, you know, you see these guys driving these cars on the edge, they wrecking cars and stuff, man, and that's the first thing that you, that when you go for your license, they're going to observe you and make sure you ain't out there trying to drive the car while it's wrecking. You will not get your license if you drive the car. Look at what happened. And I hate to say this about McCraven. McCraven was making pads with his car at 66, crashed his car. No license. Can't get no license because he didn't know when to quit. Got to know when to quit. Yeah, look at my buddy Leon. Same way. Leon had his license. Cause he was supposed to get his license when we was getting out, when we all got our license. I don't know. Got to know when to quit, man. Got to know.
Now Leon had license. I don't know if he renewed them or not from years ago.
Yeah, cause we all went to Bunker Hill and got our license.
Mhm.
Yeah, we went to Bunker Hill and got our licenses. Yeah. But yeah, you got to know when to quit, man. I mean, not only for yourself but for the person in the lane next to you.
Yep, and then you got to have all the safety equipment on your cars and shit. You know, a lot of people running around here with no engine blankets and transmission shields and all that kind of shit. You know, they're just out there running buck naked.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. A lot of that going on.
Yep.
A lot of that going on, boy. I remember back in 30 with the poor flight.
Being a motherfucking outlaw.
Yeah, they outlaws. They no doubt about that. That's why they call them
outlaws. As long as that shit go down the track, you say go.
Yeah,
but Chuck, if they ever experience all getting up on them goddamn tires,
think about that shit.
If they survive.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They ain't even got to experience that, Key. Let the brakes fail. Let the brakes fail like mine did when I was down in St. Louis and I run off the end of the track down there and went into the safety net.
Yeah.
Let them experience that.
Hey, Key, after you tell enough shit, you start making it right.
You're right about that.
You're like, God damn, I could have spent $400 and still have my car. Yeah.
Yep.
They get it right.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got no more hands up over there, Chuck, man. Hey, what these boys ain't nobody coming on.
No,
the
boys are still on that morning show. They listening to you and kids. So, I mean, you know.
They're still on that morning show.
They probably say, dang, that guy got a lot to say. We ain't never heard him on the show before.
They come on right about time I go to bed, 10 o'clock.
So they're going to start talking, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to leave this motherfucker open and go to bed.
I remember one time, boy, I think Kid was on here. Boy, this motherfucker was on until 6 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, I think. The next morning, I was like, wow, I was just talking somebody in. Somebody was coming in from out of town, talking to him on the highway, boy. I was like, man, I went to sleep and woke up, and it was still on. I was like, ooh-wee. Somebody dropped a lot of coins in the box.
Ain't no fucking way. I ain't got that much to say. All right, hold on.
What up, Chuck?
What up?
What up, Kid?
I got you.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Good evening.
We talking about anything. What are we going to talk about, bro?
We talking about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Fat-ass Eddie ain't here, so I don't care.
Man, we trying to keep it racing. We ain't talking about current affairs. We're trying to keep it off of current affairs today. It might wind up appearing that way, though. Especially with the United States dropping the bombs over there in Russia.
I could tell you how it started. they said somebody selling motors that blow up in three passes. That's all I heard.
Yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact too, man. Yeah, them guys said they took and pulled the head off, man, and said they had to use pistons in the motor. Said, wait a minute, man, we paid this man $20-some thousand to refresh the motor, rebuild it. They got used pistons in.
Why guys in Grudgeway are scared to say all the people they want to race in 2024? Why are you scared to say it? When you ask them that question, it's like,
Hey, Rob. I got the shelf. You could say what you want. You could just tell they fucking names. I ain't gonna stop.
No, I'm saying when you ask people that, not just saying you ask and just talking in general, when you say, hey, man, who you planning on running or try to run this year? Oh, anybody. When they already know who they want to run. Why are they scared to say it? Isn't this the whole point of racing is to race whoever that's similar to you or something that you can race? So why are they scared to say who they want to race? Like it's a sin or something to say, hey, I want to race this guy. I want to race this guy, too. I want to race this guy, too.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Well, Rob, maybe they don't want to make nobody mad.
They built the car to race, didn't they, kid?
Yeah.
So how are you going to get mad when you built it to go do some racing?
That's not true, Rob. They build a car to say they have a car.
Oh, so that's why they get mad. Okay,
so,
I got it now.
So you got to realize this. The people that actually want to race will just race whenever they can. Win, lose, or draw, because you ain't going to win every race. Sometimes you got to race people faster than you, sometimes a little slower. But if you really want to just have some fun with your car, you'll just get your ass out there and race. That's it.
Okay, like, for example, I want to race scrap. He give me the break, he got to race.
Okay, well, that's between you and scrap. I can't say a damn thing about scrap. He run his program, how he do. I do not know, Rob. You got to get him. You got to get in his head and make him do some shit.
Oh, no, I ain't going to do all that. It don't take all that. It's just a simple yes, you want it, or no, you don't want it.
Maybe he don't want it. I don't know. Maybe you don't want it. Maybe you just fucking with him while his car ain't running. I do not know. So if a motherfucker really wanted to race, they would just race. Hold on. We got somebody else. 2533. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Okay.
Hey, some of them guys, man, they ain't going to tell you that they want to race you because they want to see if you'd have made any changes. So they want to see you get out there and make a pass, and then they'll come at you.
So it ain't the fact that they made changes, too. It's what you, how much of changes you made. Okay,
right.
Okay, I understand.
They want you to put yourself out there. They ain't going to come and say, hey, Rob, I want to race you. And they ain't seen your car made a pass in there. As soon as
right.
you make a pass and somebody get on the phone or post a video of you making a pass, and the first thing they say is, oh, man, that car running, man, that car slow. And then now you're going to have everybody knocking at your door.
Now, isn't that what they said? They frown upon people that look at other people go just to try to decide. They call it throat docking or something. They said that's wrong. Oh, okay.
Well, you know,
I got you.
Well, you know, all of them seem to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, see, everybody seemed to do that. You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think nothing wrong with it because it's your money.
No.
True.
Hey, you gotta know who you gotta pick and choose who you gonna mess with.
Cause if you just roll up to somebody that look like you, he might be like a field shooter going down the track.
I mean, man, that's part of racing there. You like they say, you running, they running ETs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking at. They're looking at, hey, they ain't looking at what you got in there. They're looking at your ET. Right, man, that car made a slow ET,
right.
You know, or you know,
mm-hmm.
or you might have just did that just to get them to come to you. So, I mean, that's
you
the bait.
That.
You know, you got a bait. It's just like, you know, fishing. Like
yeah.
You put that fish, that worm on that hook. You throw that hook out
yes,
there
sir.
And see what you can catch.
Mm-hmm.
2668. So I got to dangle something shiny. Okay, I got you. 2668.
You open. All right, the motherfucker don't want to talk. Fuck him. I mean, hey, you know, that's
well,
the way I race it.
Hold on. You know what? It ain't the way of racing, because these motherfuckers nowadays so scared to take a fucking loss. They scared that these damn morning shows and these little afternoon shows or this blog talk shit, they going to talk about your punk ass so bad, you going to feel some kind of way about yourself. Everybody ain't cut out for this shit. You just trying to get in it. You ain't ready for this. And that's how
hey,
they fuck
hey,
them up.
Hey,
they
Chuck, you
up.
Know what? You're right. But you know what? A lot of guys ain't doing a lot of racing because of a lot of guys possibly don't have the money to bet that a lot of these guys want to bet.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me say this. Do you know you can have a good quality race for a fucking $1,000? If you ain't got one on five, fuck it. Just tell them, I don't have one on five. I can race your ass for $1,500. If you want that, then we'll race. If you don't, fuck you.
Hey, Chuck, how many guys have you heard say, man, the amount of money that you have to pay for parts and all the rest of this, they ain't racing for nothing like that, which is understandable, you know.
I got it, but if you ain't that type of major player, then you need to learn how to stay in your fucking lane. Everybody can't be a motherfucking big boy. You just got to stay in your lane. You can knock a whole bunch of motherfuckers off of $1,500, $2,000. If you ain't got the money to bet, then don't bet.
And see, you race got a lot of guys that might
but
say,
see, you know what? Check it out. The whole thing back in grudge racing was, I beat your motherfucking ass. It's not like that no more. I can bet more money than you. You could race the motherfucking old days. They race motherfuckers all day for 500, 600, 400. But at the end of the day, they said, I beat your motherfucking ass. Now I'm the shit. Now you got to have a lot of money to race. If you can't afford to race for their price, if they don't want to race you for $1,500, fuck it, move on. That's all. It's motherfuckers betting money now. They come up with a $3,000 pot and come up with $900. What kind of shit is that? It's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
And Chuck, I think a lot of races get messed up because you got too many people booking one car.
4239, your mic open.
What's up, Mr. Chuck? How y'all doing? What y'all doing on here?
Nothing, just fucking around.
I got a question. I don't know, it's something I thought about, you know. It's not like to throw no shade or nothing like that. I keep hearing everybody say back in the day, the old school, you know, back in the day, them same old school players are still in the game now. So why hasn't it went back to the way that they grew up racing? If it was so good and great when they were doing it, why they can't get it back to the way it is? Like, why they can't get it back to that way now? If they're still the same players.
Yeah, well, you know, things has changed. And you got a lot of new guys come in, and they ways are different from the old ways. So you got to find a happy medium somewhere. You know, you gotta have a happy medium. If the old guys, I mean, money changed. $400
back in the 80s sure.
was $2,000. $400 now ain't shit. You can't even go to the fucking grocery store with $400. So
either get in the goddamn track, get ready, and get your car together, and get in the track. Then you gonna spend over $400.
Exactly. So people gotta wait for a little more money. But all I'm saying is, if you a $500 nigga, stay a $500 nigga. If you $2,000 nigga, stay $2,000. You ain't gonna. You get more credit whooping the motherfucker ass if you just whoop his ass. It don't matter the dollar amount.
Yeah, I ain't never understood why people like to tell their pops anyway. Like, why it matter how much we ran for, you know? We just ran. That's all that really matters.
The pots shouldn't be fed in the open, but they do.
And you know why they do that?
They do that so they can get their little status. The status come in when you whoop a motherfucking ass and you can go right to his face and say, I beat your ass. That's the status. It ain't about the money. But, you know, it's a whole different ball game now.
It's too many guys that don't like when you say that, you know. Oh man, I beat your ass. You know, a lot of guys, I've seen a lot of guys, you know, into their feelings with a lot of different things.
Hey man, they got to realize this stuff. It ain't nothing but a fucking race. You lost or you won. You could talk shit if you win. You could talk shit if you lose. It ain't nothing but a fucking race. And we can still go have a motherfucking beer after the damn race. This shit ain't personal. It's just a little business and a little up. This shit ain't never personal. It's just business. But, you know, some people might feel different. It's just a little fun. I beat your ass. Okay, I'll see you next week. But I know how they kill them on the. I know how they kill them on the morning show, and a lot of people ain't cut out for this shit. That's it. If you ain't got no motherfucking strong back, get the fuck out this game. Cause these niggas is brutal.
Cut out for the
BS. I ain't listen to the morning show, but man, is it true that they be on there talking about each other, mama and daddies and all type of shit like that and wives? I just hear a lot of people talk about it.
Oh, they go worse than that.
Well, Here's what I got to say about the morning show, and this is just me. I don't know why no grown motherfucker is on the show telling all his personal business about a motherfucker that don't even care about them. Because as soon as they get mad, they're going to tell it all about them. So why would you even put your damn business in the street? And so a motherfucker can use it against you when you get mad. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
Got a point there, Chuck.
Sure is.
These the same motherfuckers you call your friends, the motherfuckers you hanging out with on Doty Road at the track, fucking around at the club. As soon as they get mad at you, they gonna bring that shit up. It sounds like some two-faced shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then there go to the personal. Then it turns into personal right there.
Hold on. They can't get personal if they don't know shit about you.
Yeah.
You the dumb motherfucker telling your business on the morning show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you got a problem at home, you need to talk to the motherfuckers at home. Not these niggas in the street that don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
That's all the fight starts.
Take your personal business, turn it to a joke against you, and then he get mad.
Exactly. But if you don't tell your personal business, they ain't got shit to say. You know, back in the day when they started, it was all racing. Motherfucker just got too much time to hang on these phones. But it is what it is. It's a whole new way.
You ain't lying there, Chuck. You're not lying at all. It was racing in the beginning.
I mean, it was all entertainment at first, but now
yep.
Shit just went straight to the fucking left. You know.
Well, hopefully this year will be a lot of racing going on. The track's going to be better. No more excuses.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say that shit every year. And then when it comes time, nobody brings their car out. It's always a damn excuse, you know. I got to wait to the event. Fuck the event. If you was going to get your man, you have his ass out there on Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, Tuesday.
Hey, but Chuck, you can't count last year against this year, though, because last year, dude wasn't even trying to let people come to the track unless they were bracket racing. So that probably threw a couple people away, too.
Well, all I can say is that's true, but it ain't.
So they could have went to.
I ain't talking about one track, but
yeah,
you know. If you needed to get that shit in, it's always a way. Hold on, I got somebody. Let me hold on. 6195,
yo.
You open.
Come on with it, goddammit. Let me in here.
You in, motherfucker.
What up, what up?
Talk about it.
I feel like you're bad at this.
What's the topic of tonight, goddamn it? The topic is whatever you want it to be. And we ain't got that motherfucking prejudice ass Big Eddie on here tonight.
Uh oh. What's on your mind, Ryan?
What up? Where Big Eddie at?
He getting his asshole checked out.
Okay. Last week they said I missed it. They got the track official on there saying he gonna do something with the goddamn track.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
And that's what he said. So
they always say that about 41.
It ain't. All we can do is wait and see. I mean, I know him when he was at Condover, so. And he had that shit right, but I don't know. All we can do is wait and see.
I ain't gonna wait. I'll be getting in while y'all wait.
No. I'm gonna be getting it in too, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least the man came on here and talked, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God damn, right? You come on this bitch and everybody got quiet. Why?
You already know why. you already know why.
Oh, man.
You already know why. The truth don't need no representation, do it?
Oh.
Yo, what up, Chuck? What up, Ryan?
What up, Road Dog?
What up, baby? How you doing, man?
Peaceful. You know that. Hey,
yeah, that's
you don't need no representation. Yeah.
I heard that. I hear you, man.
Hey,
I hear you.
Hey, Leroy, y'all better send me a motherfucking check for sitting on this goddamn computer for 2 hours.
Yes, sir. Yeah, whatever you need from me, that ain't no problem. Yes, sir. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, what's going on, Ryan?
Same old. You got to hit a check to check it out to see what's going on. But you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say 95% of the people can go down 41. That cause ain't fast enough not to go down 41. So I don't know. Improving the track, they ain't going to do nothing but bring 2 or 3 cars to that damn track.
Okay.
Yeah. But them 2 or 3 cars can bring 2 or 3 more, and then 2 or 3 more can bring 4 more, you know. It all helps out in the end.
Who was that saying that?
You know.
You said they gonna bring. It don't work that way. Like that's what I'm thinking. It's not gonna bring 2 or 3 cars again. It's only gonna be. You can't expect for the people down south to come up here. They ain't gonna come.
Why not? They won't come.
I'm gonna tell you why. You want me to tell you why? Because if we had a track here that worked, I would never go nowhere. I'd be staying at the track here.
Hey Ryan, let me ask you this question.
I would never go nowhere.
Now let me ask you this question, Ryan.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people say 41 ain't a good track, but you see some of these guys that's faster than a lot of these guys, and they get straight down the track. Now, what's the problem then?
They on the slick. They ain't on the drag radio.
Okay.
A slick can go down Hosted in one. 340.
This cab behind us.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. A drag radio less forgiving. Yeah, drag radio is less forgiving. Okay. So,
well, let me ask you this then, Ryan. You think I ain't gonna use Tate because Tate is just a whole different car. You think if Vaughn or you go down the track, because we've seen Zay go down 41, and that's
yeah,
when they're supposed to bump.
But Zay not
but
there.
Listen, let me keep going. We ain't gotta go to that yet. They seen Zay go down. They put up that year 41 work, and we were, you know how many people from Michigan was on that post? Like, damn, maybe we might need to try come back over. All right, now let's say if you or Vaughn go down the track, you know how many motherfuckers from down south come like, oh, they was able to get down their home track. Well, maybe we might take a trip up there at Vaughn race. If Vaughn was able to get down his home track, then that might be some shit. And you got people from over there, down there, coming up for one of y'all races. And that's just more people to pick from.
You want me to tell you this? If I had a track 45 minutes away from me, I wouldn't travel and go nowhere. Why would I go?
Yeah, I understand that, but you're not getting the point that it's the dude fixing the track.
I get the point. I get the point before you even say it. You know,
it's
I'm more advanced. I can think. I know all about wishful thinking.
45,
And being optimistic, but that's not how it's gonna work. Because you got to have them to take their cars down the track. I'm not gonna be a test dummy to take my car down the track.
I understand that.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do that. But like of course people say, I'd have had two or three people say such and such, he got down the track, or they refer to themselves that we can get down the track because they got a slower ET. They can get down any track. That don't mean nothing. They can go down those damn fucked up tracks. Because we can visually look at cars and see which ones we think faster and all that. So I can look at a car and say, shit, they ain't going nowhere. Small block car go down any damn track. How much power it makes? How fast can it go? We ain't talking about no exotic ass shit. No J.R. Gray shit. We talking about some shit that these motherfuckers get. How fast can it go?
Yeah, I mean, hey. I was just looking at it like that.
But even after you get the track prepped and you get it cleaned up, you get it milled down, guess what you got to have? You got to have some cars there to lay some rubber down there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got them big tires, Ryan. I can lay some rubber down.
Steel is not a facility. 41 is better than steel as far as like facility and comfortability. You more comfortable at 41 than you are at steel. But you got to have like the guy that came on the radio talk show last week. I wish I could have got on here because I would have told him like it's much more than just to be milling the track down and put some glue on it. You got to have the fucking car, the car count there, and enough races to keep the glue on the track. Like not no Friday and Saturday, and then next week you back there Friday and Saturday, and then you doing that Friday and Saturday because you know you only gonna be at the track maybe 12 times versus another track that's good. They there 4 or 5 times out of the damn week. It's a big difference. That's where the glue get laid down at. That's half the battle. The glue got to be The glue got to be, of course, laid down, but the rubber got to be there too. A track ain't gonna survive just throwing glue at it.
So basically what you're saying is there ain't no hope, because that's a Newton County issue. They ain't finna let their tracks stay open during the week.
Yeah, but see, like, I'm going to say, you want me to tell you something? One day, I forget for who race it was. It may have been Tate Race. They prepared that track as steel. And
that ain't me, Big Eddie. That ain't me, Big Eddie.
Yeah, somebody got a lot of background noise. Why they got that background noise? But somebody, it was that somebody raised down that steel. Yeah, that ain't me either.
Yeah, that ain't me.
That's somebody that's on the TV.
That's Big A. That's Big A.
Look, but they have prepped the track, and everybody was knocking the tire off. They said they had scraped it. So I ain't no fucking track official. I don't know the whole process. I didn't watch them what they do, but I can tell you all the tracks that work. They have a lot of action at the track during the week. So 41 had to be available during the week.
Hey, hey, this cow.
So what about
this
Byron?
Cow
Byron is a good track.
Who?
Hey, you know why?
Hold on. What you just say?
I don't know. Who's somebody else talking in front of me?
Go ahead.
Somebody said some is a good track. What track they mentioned?
I was saying, what about Byron? Byron was kind of a good track.
Who just said that?
It's Peanut.
Byron is worse than fucking 41.
Hey, Ryan, this Cal City.
What?
It's two things I wanted to say. Well, I think Byron's a good track. I think it's a better track than 41. It's a good slick track. But the reason why I think the guys from down, the reason why I think it'll be hard to get guys up north. I mean, you pretty much said it, but they got tracks. They got so many tracks within 3 hours of one another, an hour and a half. I mean, you could travel if you in certain areas, you can travel an hour and a half, 2 hours, and be at two or three different tracks. Good tracks. Good surface.
Hey. I'm just gonna say this. Me personally, now you hear me say it. I personally think 41 is a better track than Byron. That's what I think. You know why I say that? Because I walked down Byron, and that track is in terrible condition.
41 the same way. If you walk down it, you'll see all kind of cracks in it and stuff. But
no, it's 41 not. 41 not like that. They just had paved.
Yeah.
They just had push the concrete down there.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, I walked down that track before.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that track, that they got new concrete down there.
Well, you got to take another walk, Ryan.
But 41 is not It's not a bad track you just wear. See, when you pour concrete, see, this is what it is. When you pour concrete, you got to have a paver, right? And with that paver, it got a laser on it. And you can get it pretty straight. But in order to get it perfect, you got to mill it down.
Yeah, they all they will have to do is mill it and then grind it, and then start laying the rubber down.
Yeah, but Byron is you have to take the concrete up because the concrete is fucked up. It's old concrete. So the top layer of the concrete, it didn't peel off, and now you can see the aggregate. You can see the stone in the concrete. You follow what I'm saying? And so when you start seeing the stone in it, then it's over with.
Hey, y'all want to know what the smoothest track we got up here? Is that motherfucking Cordova.
Yeah, Cordova and 131.
It's the smoothest track we got close. That motherfucker Cordova is smooth. 131 is great, but Cordova is really smooth.
We gonna see what they, you know, had them on last. Big Eddie had the guy on last. Let's see what happened in 41.
You say had them on. Yeah, but see, that's one thing. But I'm just going to tell you. I mean, we in construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they paving, like a major interstate, you don't see them out there with no fucking trials and no floats, no bull floats trying to finish the concrete. They have a paving machine. You know why they have a paving machine? Because it's more accurate. But 41 got new concrete. They just have to grind it because of transitions. Like, concrete got to have expansion joints to stop the concrete from fucking cracking so the cracks won't run. But sometimes people, they use different methods on how to put those expansion joints in. So every time it makes a transition, that's where the bumps come into play. But you get any goddamn kind of work on concrete if the concrete is fucking level and clean. But they just don't have enough people going down 41. I walk Byron, that concrete old out there. They ain't updated that damn concrete. I don't know how many goddamn years. You can look at it and tell. Hey Chuck, who you gonna run this year?
Well, Ryan, I guess it's just me and you, man.
You said what?
I say I guess it's just me and you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you know, like, I ain't going to get on here and be bashing no 41 because we can't bash that damn track without bashing all the rest of them because all the rest of them ain't shit either.
Yeah.
But
you know.
Who, that Cal City?
Yeah, it's Cal City.
Yeah, it's me and you too, Cal City.
I feel better.
I can't leave your fast self out.
That's right.
Slow, Leroy. Slow.
I heard that. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Well,
but you get what I'm saying, Leroy? Like you can't like we just can't get on this phone and think that 41 the worst track out there because it ain't.
Well, you know, I'm gonna go wherever we gotta go to make these to get these races off, and I'm gonna come back to 41 and I'm gonna work with them until they get it together.
Now that's when you by yourself.
Yes, sir. And I'm cool with
that.
All
right, they gonna do that.
Yes, sir. I'm cool with that. We're gonna work it out.
Yeah, I'll go out there and be on your pit crew.
Oh, man,
I ain't going
appreciate
out there with,
it.
I ain't going out there. Not with my shit.
I guess to know
that they got some goddamn fast fucking nitrous cars going down through there. Then shit, maybe. Just maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, after they do what they say they're going to do to it, and after you know, we get hold, you know, I get hold to the people that we're going to run this early this year, mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to get hold to the couple cars, you know, a couple people that I'm going to run this year, then we're going to go back to 41 and work with them until we can get down the track. We're going to get it together, so, you know.
Hey, Leroy, I know last year y'all had one race, right? Y'all didn't have two. Y'all usually have two races, right?
Yeah, we didn't do our second race because it was close to drags event. So that's why we didn't do that race because it was close to his. You know, we just gave him a little currency deal, and I don't even know if he know it, but you know, we had our, you know, but it's cool.
I got you.
But that's how that
was. That was good to look out, cause some people don't even think about stuff like that.
Oh yeah, they keep some people keep their ass tooted up in the air and don't mm-hmm. give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
You know, but it's all good. Yeah, some people they selfish asses don't give a fuck. But it's all good though. Yeah, but
Oh man, I'm going along.
Hey, what up, kid?
Hey, I was just thinking that, kid. I was thinking about the quack you said the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody got a race on Bobby Race. It seems like they're doing it on purpose.
That's
no.
What kid just yeah. The quack.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some TRE motors on stands if anybody want to buy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even take the motherfucker for free if they gave me one of them.
Oh, man.
Give it away.
Mm.
Where old Peanut go?
I'm right here. Sounds back here making a lot of noise. So
what happened to y'all racing me last year?
What happened? Who was y'all?
You said you was going to race me. Your pop said he was going to race me.
Hey, Ryan, I told you I ain't had nothing for you. But if I get in his car, then I can talk. I can't speak to his car. So you got to call him. You call him and beat your chest.
Oh,
hey, you
man.
Can say that all you want. Who's that tough man in noise? We're going to whoop you too.
Hey, look. Hey, look. What happened to all those people that say they was going to whoop me last year? Where they go?
You ran from them. You did the beeping.
Man.
They got to beat you with heels and all this other stuff. You did all the ducking. Meet me and Seal. I ain't running up north.
How many tracks I ran at last year?
I don't know.
I was at, look.
I don't know. I seen you at 131. I seen you at the Grove. So
I went,
131,
I
the
went
Grove,
to one,
and Byron.
I went to 131. Steel,
I see you
Rose,
at the Grove.
Byron, and Valdosta. And 42 in Ohio.
Yeah, but your words wasn't matching up, man. You were saying, I'm not racing up here. You
but
only
I raced
really
up here.
Because you thought you had some dead.
I did. Ain't I didn't think I had some dead, and it fucking poked over. You know, I ain't thinking it was dead. You ain't, hey, when you walk past Didi, you ain't smell that rotten flesh. He already dead. He's a dead man walking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because that was crazy. I ain't never even think you would take your car out the back door. So.
Yeah, but you know what we did? We just turned the damn nitrous off at the eighth. That's all you gotta do. So I ain't like him. That's all going down the automotive, man. Hey, look, I came back, man. The nitrous bottle was still full.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Still joking right back up in the goddamn bottle warmer. Mhm.
Yeah, but you catch your issue this year. You already bit off more than what you can chew. So.
No, I didn't.
You gonna see.
Why would you say that? How would you think?
You poke, you,
do you think,
you like poking the bear.
Do you think, no, it ain't. I'm the goddamn bear.
You like poking the bear.
I'm the damn bear. Yeah, I ain't poking none that I am. If that's the case, I'm looking in the mirror then. So that if y'all call anybody I locked in a goddamn bear, then I'm looking in the mirror because I'm a goddamn bear compared to them.
5900, yo, Michael.
Hey, they a damn black bear. I'm a fucking brown bear.
Oh, man, not the grizzly.
Man, goddamn brown bears, you know.
Hey, you can be a bear. All I do is take one shot from a sniper. You good. Just be cool, man.
No, but I'm just telling you like I know. Everybody can. I don't think you got to do it. Look, meet me down there with y'all money. Cut my trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Now, what you going to do if you get you down there
with
a cop?
Not the candy, man. Not the candy, man.
What'd you say, Peanut?
/773-1025, you open.
They say I locked in with a bear. Hey, Chuck, where the bear at?
I don't know, but I got some chicken.
Huh?
I don't know where the bear is, but I got chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, we going to grab y'all, too. Y'all ain't safe. You said
you're going to grab.
I'm ready.
You had to say it slow, so I understood every syllable that came out of your word.
What car you go grab? You go grab Scandal and what else?
I'm ready.
I don't know.
Brother,
that's part of Pop's plan. He just told me the
y'all
overall.
Y'all need to try to get by me.
Hey,
I'm gonna ask y'all this.
All we gotta do is run unless we run you up here. You gonna stop talking. Cause you scared of these up north tracks. You ain't up north racing.
You say I'm scared of it.
Bullshit.
You ain't no up there,
bullshit.
You can't run up here.
I can't. Watch me go to 131.
Nah.
I'll be at 131 May 17th to 18th.
I'll be there too.
Yeah.
When is it run? May what?
May 17th and 18th. You gotta go to work, don't you?
I gotta be at that pipe trade. I could probably try to make it on the 18th.
Yeah.
What?
A bullshit.
Hey,
Peanut.
Bullshit. Yeah. Hey,
Peanut.
Yo. Where Peanut
at? I'm going to be here May 17th to 18th at Jimmy Bradshaw race. Michigan is not up north.
You said what, Ron? I'm sorry.
I said Michigan up north.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so y'all can't say that. I don't know who I'm going to run there, but hopefully I have somebody to lock in at that race.
I feel you. Let's see how everything shake out. I can't wait to see that ass run.
Ryan, if you don't have nobody to run, Ryan, I'll run you some more.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me tell y'all now. Jimmy Bradshaw took over Brian Davis' race, so he'll be having this race twice up at 131. The first race is May 17th through the 19th. So if you motherfuckers think y'all want some action, get y'all ass up there.
Yep. Put a name on it, Chuck.
All you motherfuckers on the phone.
that ain't putting a name on. That's still a broad statement. You know, there can be people on the phone just listening. Somebody just called.
I'm looking for motherfuckers looking for me.
Hey, let me help Chuck out. The whole goddamn West Side.
Shit.
Is that a big enough name?
What I say to that is. We'll lock Chuck right in on June 15th.
June 15th? What the fuck is that?
That's our race in 41.
Hey, Leroy, you had to laugh at that, didn't you? Hey man, that's Leroy that race, man.
I got Alabama for June 20th through the 22nd.
Yeah, and I'll be there whooping on somebody then too.
All right, we might be able to do that. Let me get through these first three. I got three races
that's
before
cool.
June 15th.
Okay, that's cool. Yes, sir. That's cool.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Don't talk me to death. I'm good.
That's why I ain't going to talk you to death. Don't throw no motherfucking dates out. I don't know. But I got
you. Well, If you didn't know, right, now you know. June 15th.
I'm finna write it down. June 15th at 41.
Thank you, sir. Thank you much, sir.
June 15th. Yep, yep. Mudbone. The whole crew.
Yes, sir.
Okay, June 15th. The whole crew. All right, I got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, Ryan, it looks like we're going to be having some fun all year, man.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah. I like it, too.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I want to hear.
You know. I'm so used to people's nuts drawing up in their stomach, man. I'm just so happy to hear that you're on here, super cocky and ready to go. Chuck,
I mean, you got to be ready to get out there. You can't just sit around and do a lot of talking and ain't ready to go now. But this is my question. What happened to all the people that said they were going to fuck me up last year? Where are all those people at?
You know what? What I can say about that, Ryan here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Moving right along, we're gonna focus on April 25th.
Oh, there ain't nothing to focus on.
What's mean?
I ain't got to focus on nothing. I go right down there tomorrow. Look, today is Friday. I can drive down there, push the air and some fuel in the car, charge the battery up, come ride the trailer, and do my due. I'm ready. I got to get ready to be focused on. There ain't nothing to be focused on.
Is the car fast when you go down the track? Is you going to go down that track full power?
When?
If you go down there tomorrow and put your spark plug in there, you can go down the track full power.
Yeah, I can.
How fast could you go?
Super fast.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember James Brown? Cool. He said I'm super bad.
I heard that. I go down there
super fast. Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, you say you jump back and kiss yourself, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I come ride the trailer, go down there. Ain't nothing to be focused
right
on.
Right off the trailer.
Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong
trailer.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get in that good sweet spot.
Yes, sir. That sweet spot.
And that weather gonna be just as good, April.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be 70-some degrees.
Oh, man, 70-some degrees.
Man. That nice little ride down there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We run Thursday at 5 o'clock. I may just pull in at 4 o'clock and warm the car up and put fuel in and charge the battery up. And, probably won't even take this damn spark plugs out and run right down that damn track.
I heard that.
Come right off the goddamn trailer.
Right off the goddamn trailer.
Yes, sir?
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do what you like.
Yeah. Oh, I ain't gonna sit there and say I like coming off the trailer, but, you know, like, why beat up on a damn motor? Like, you don't go to events to do no testing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I heard that.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, what up, Chuck?
You heard what Ryan said. He don't want to beat up on the motor. He don't have a TRE motor. You don't have a TRE motor.
Oh, okay.
Motor.
Shit, he in good shape then.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Your car go real fast, too?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
It go just fast enough to stay in front of the next man.
I heard that.
Hey, look. Hey, Chuck, you know old Road Dog told me, he say, man, you barely won. I said, I barely beat everybody as long as I beat them.
That's exactly right. You ain't got to show your shit. Say that shit in the pocket.
Yes, sir.
You don't never want to just dog a motherfucker out. You want them to always come back.
Hey, Chuck, you going to sandbag on us?
I only have to push one or two buttons. If I have to push three, that means I got to kill you.
I heard that. I know Ryan people gonna go balls to the wall.
No, we ain't. We ain't got to. We don't have to for none of the people I'm locked in with.
I heard that shit. Yeah, well, the people I'm locked in with, I'm damn sure gonna goddamn do something real nasty to them.
Hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
When you see my car go down through there, you're gonna have a little black smoke coming out of there. You know what that means, right?
What that mean?
It ain't turned up.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of fuel in it. We ain't turned it up.
It didn't turn it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard that shit.
They gotta turn that. They gotta turn it up. Be running these people, man. I don't believe in leaning on motors. That's not the way I race. I will be honest with you. Mm-hmm. If I got to lean it. Always know that old Ryan going to tell you the truth. If I got to lean on a motor, I'm going to buy another one. I don't believe in leaning on motors.
Well, the people that we scheduled to run, man, we putting pressure on the motherfucker. So motherfucker going to have to do something.
Who you scheduled to run?
Dirty Diana in Cal City Cal.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You say you're putting pressure on us, but I don't feel the pressure. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm sitting in my kitchen eating me a bowl of ice cream with my pajamas on. I don't even feel no pressure from you. You get what I'm saying?
I believe it.
I feel just as normal. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, well, hey, we got a little time on our hands here, so, you know, that pressure, you probably won't feel that pressure until we, you might not never feel that pressure, but it's going to be there.
Never feel it.
It's going to be there, and you're going to hit that motherfucker.
When you see me down there,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see me on that golf cart. With my sunglasses on, I'm just gonna be riding around.
Can you feel it?
You know what I'm saying? I'll be riding around looking at everybody else stuff.
Catching the vapors. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Press on me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't run cars that I feel that's gonna have pressure on me. I won't even lock them in.
What? Okay, I feel you. Hey, well, hey, time will tell. I'm going to tell.
So do that mean you bending the knee?
Oh, he going to bend the knee. The knee getting bent.
Can you feel it?
Who?
Nothing.
Hey.
But this is the season. I'm catching the
ball. Hey, nephew.
Yeah.
When that guillotine get locked on that ass, they going to be tapping out like a motherfucker. Yes, sir.
Yeah, knee going to bend again.
I may be the person slap that arm through that where that guillotine ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I slipped that arm through there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm with you, baby. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
I gotta tell you, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't even think I don't even think like I'm excited about the race season, but I'm really trying to think about how many races am I gonna have because things are getting scary.
Well, I race y'all all season.
Yeah, I know. I at least want to kill me a couple of F bodies this year. That's per usual. I got to put that in my diet. You know.
Hey,
you got to feed. You got to feed your car. You got to feed your car. See, one of my diets is always mix in F body here.
You know the first kind of car that's going to bend a knee on me? It's going to be a G body. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be burgundy. I think that knee, both knees are going to be bent.
A bullshit? A bullshit? A bullshit? A bullshit?
Come on, Chuck, defend yourself. Come on out, Chuck, defend yourself.
Hey, man. I ain't got to worry about this motherfucker. I know he talking bullshit.
What? A bullshit? A bullshit?
No.
A bullshit.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, you want me to tell you something? I ain't gonna bullshit you. I bought me a brand new washer. It get all type of buttons and gadgets on it. You know, I be working and shit, and my old ones, I be putting my muddy ass clothes in them, and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought me a brand new washer. Got all the latest shit. And guess what? I'm more excited about this goddamn washer than I am racing you. I know the outcome. You know, like this fucking washer, I have not overexceeded the fucking expectations of what the washer will do just yet. But with you, I know
right.
the outcome of that. I know what's
right.
gonna happen with that. You know,
right. I know goddamn well you excited to goddamn it play with that washer opposed to fucking wrestling with goddamn it King Kong. I know goddamn well you have a shit there and wash clothes.
What?
Hey, but
a bullshit?
Hey,
a bullshit?
You want me to tell you something about this damn washer? When I look at that damn washer, all those buttons and lights and gadgets, it reminds me of that goddamn cockpit of that damn Dirty Diana, man. All those
buttons and gadgets and lights
and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
I play up in that. Hey, you know what motherfucker told me? They say, they look at that dashboard of that motherfucker, they say that motherfucker look like a spaceship in there. I said,
goddamn, not a spaceship.
That ain't nothing. Hey, and you know who I seen? It caught his eye. You know how you see
mm-hmm.
a fine ass woman, and you with your woman, and you gotta cut your eye over. That goddamn Lenny from the West Side. I seen him. The eyes was just cutting. I said, look at him. I said, I ain't gonna go over there, sport. I want him to see some new technology and shit. Go look in there. I told him it's okay. I said, don't worry about it. It's okay. You can look in there. You know how when you're a little kid and you go and you look at a nice car and you touch on it and the owner say, hey, it's okay. You go, yeah, you want to sit in it? I tell Lenny, you go ahead and look at it. It's okay.
He was fascinated.
Hey, he was fascinated. I said, it's okay, man. You go ahead and take a look at it. I don't mind.
Ryan.
Yeah.
If you bend the knee, man, I ain't gonna rub it in, man.
Who? Who?
You?
You want me to tell you something?
Yeah.
We didn't lock in no steps. You know why we didn't lock in no steps?
Why?
Because I don't have to worry about you either way.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Wherever way you come, I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
I don't have to. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it. I just enjoy wherever way you come in and shit. I think what I'm going to do is I'll probably bring me a case of Moet down there and I'll be passing it out and telling people come drink with me and whatnot.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, for them people that come with them steps, you know what I do to them?
What?
I shut the conversation down. I don't even fuck with them.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for it. So I'm with you. I appreciate, you know, how clean cut you made the, the negotiations.
I do that with everybody.
I appreciate
you. Always
do. I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Like, cause
yes,
see,
sir,
I don't know if you got a carburetor on your car. I don't know what I'm looking at.
Right. Well,
you get what I'm saying?
I might have two carburetors on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I may have,
I'm willing to have one
big throttle body.
I heard that. Hey, I'm willing to bet you somebody bent a knee, and it won't be me.
Who is it going to be?
Somebody with a burgundy car.
I want you to say it's going to be me. Say it's going to be me.
No,
wait a minute.
You see, you just don't know. You just don't know no better, right?
Oh, I
know
better.
I said, your goddamn knee going to be it.
I bet you it don't.
Boy, hey,
look.
I'm excited some more. I'm more excited, but you know, I'm excited.
You ain't gonna be excited when you get next to it.
Shit, hey, just like Ryan, I'm a goddamn fool. So you gonna have to show me.
No. Let's not get this shit twisted. Ryan ain't no damn fool. You don't see Ryan locking in with no goddamn gorillas. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted now. Ryan ain't no goddamn fool.
You locked in with a motherfucking... What you think you locked in with? A Chi-Chi Wawa or some shit?
You know how you have the silverback gorilla, you have the regular gorilla, then you have the chimpanzee. Then you have the chimpanzee. Y'all the chimpanzee.
Man. So we got the spider monkey.
Hey, look, those goddamn people from down south. Now those are goddamn silverbacks. Hey, just got no motherfucker from up north. What can y'all do?
I get it.
Yeah, why would I?
Right. Yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you what I know.
Those motherfuckers were down south, man. They have an advantage, and they work together.
Let me say this, Ryan. You know, I ain't stunting them people from out south or wherever you said they're from. But, you know, when I speak, I make sure I get everybody to commit to racing because that's what's most important. When I speak, I say shit like somebody gonna bend a knee, and I want a motherfucker to grab their nuts and say, motherfucker, I ain't finna bend a knee, I promise you. Bam, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear you promise. I want to hear, we going to run, I promise, we going to run, we going to get it on. God damn it. Win, lose, or draw. That's what I be wanting to hear out of motherfuckers. It'll kill me to hear somebody say, I don't want no smoke. I don't want no trouble. All that bullshit. That'll kill me. I want to fucking race. And that's why when I speak, I try to get people to commit to fucking racing.
3490. You ain't got shit to say.
So Chuck, thank you, Chuck, for committing the race.
Hey, you done locked in. Three races, you gonna lose.
Okay, so are we locked in, Chuck? Or you want to just wait a little bit before you say that?
All you got to do is get a date. I can get you before your race. I've been missing
you know,
too.
June 15th, I would like for you to be there, and we entertain the fans here at home.
I'm coming to your race. I got three before that, but I'll be in Michigan in May.
Yes, sir. And I would like to save you for June.
You want to do me a show race, huh? I probably can do that.
I want to straight do you. You know. That sounds good. That sounds good. But I'm gonna be hoping.
Whatever happened, I'm coming to your race regardless.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll be there.
Yes, sir. Well, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm coming to support, and I'm going to fuck you up, too. So it don't matter.
Sounds good. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, sir. You know, so. Yeah, yeah. So, and you say three races locked in, that three motherfuckers going to go down. I got you.
Yeah. You gonna have three different wigs on.
Yes, sir.
You said three people gonna go down.
Yes, sir.
No, he gonna have three different wins.
Hey, Leroy, how many races? How many races you done had in your life?
One.
So if you had one race and you said three people gonna go down, I'm not understanding.
Okay, the race. Okay, I'm gonna try to answer your question a little bit better. I have raced quite a few times, and I haven't counted. I don't know how many times I've raced, but it's been quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. And what was the outcome? Can you name five races that you didn't have?
My memory is bad, but one thing for what I can guarantee you, I ain't been no motherfucking duck, no pigeon, or no motherfucking... I ain't been in the loser bracket.
No, well, that's what I'm asking. I want to, like, if you can report your wins, I won't mind. At this present time, and I lost.
Okay, I can guarantee you, April 25th, it'll be a W in my favor.
Who else you running down there at that race?
Man,
y'all must know something I don't know.
Hold on one minute. I can't open nobody mics up if you don't hit the one button in about a minute. Because I'm finna open all these motherfuckers up regardless. And y'all can talk all fucking night. So if you want to talk, hit the damn one button.
I hit the one button already, Chuck.
I'm talking to you. 75-93, you open.
What up, Devon? What's happening? Man, all these fast guys on here talking, I was scared to hit the one button, man. God damn.
Bullshit.
Man. You know, they got the killers out tonight. Good Lord. Y'all gonna be quiet for a minute so the second tier of the races can take over the slow guys. Cause y'all done hit it all night. Man. Nobody want to say nothing to y'all, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I got to say.
What's up with y'all, man?
Hey, Vaughn, let me ask you a question. Hey, Vaughn, what track do you think is better, honestly? You don't been down both. 41 or Byron?
Y'all know I like 41. I always like 41, bro. So I ain't no good person for that. That's like my, I fuck with 41.
That's your preference. Yeah.
I just told him that.
You know, even when motherfuckers was all talking all the shit about 41, everybody was still saying, oh, why I'm going to sit up there and race? And I ain't raised grandson at that motherfucker, but I was trying to see it. The car wasn't right.
Yeah. I was telling Ryan that Byron ain't no bad track. He said it was worse than 41, but I mean, I feel like they kind of pissed with that.
I mean, though, in the grand scheme of things, what are we comparing them to say they not good or bad? Like, you going to compare them to the badass tracks here? Yeah. You know, you going to compare them to Down South or 131. Yeah, they bad, but for some backyard shit, what we be doing, that's just like Down South. We go to their good tracks. Bro, they got a million bogus tracks down there. You know what I'm saying? They got tracks that's worse than 41 and Byron that they race. You ever been in Phoenix City?
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen Phoenix City? That motherfucker like
you
the alley.
You ever been to the junkyard? Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, they got them down there too. We just go to the cream on the crop when we go down there. They got the bogus
tracks.
But
you know, but I mean, 40. I mean, not 41, but still, it's not the most beautified track. It's just the surface because, shit, you go in that goddamn, bathroom, you like goddamn, like it just you just pissing on the goddamn wall. It's not a fucking state of art fucking track. It's just the surface works. You know
going to washroom
is
just like one in the motherfucking outhouse.
Yeah, I mean you don't like it, but it's not a you're not gonna be comfortable there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But your car is gonna work there. You're not gonna be comfortable. Like man, I feel like I'm gonna spend a night out here. You don't want to spend a night out there. You want to go get you a nice hotel room because you gonna appreciate the hotel room. By going in the bathroom at Steel, you gonna say, man, I'm grateful, man. Cause it's just a fucking hole in the wall, but the surface works. Mm-hmm. So it's not
yeah,
that
I thought
like
I was gonna say some, you're right.
Like 41 is better. 41 is a better facility, but it just need a little bit of work for a surface. Like the concession stands and all that. All that stuff is cool. I feel comfortable at 41 by going
but
there.
But do y'all think? But let me ask y'all this, at Peanut. Do y'all think it was really the track all the time or just we going when it ain't no prep? You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly,
we saying
like,
it's garbage because
like
we going there on a Thursday night. I mean, we going on a Sunday evening. You know what I'm saying? Like, the events be kind of straight. They be decent on the track side. It's been proven if you get the right person to come up in there with the prep, you can get it's decent. It's a decent track. And if you did know anything about shutdowns, 41 got the longest shutdown in the Midwest.
Well, see, that's what I was telling them. See, that's what I was telling them. You got to understand, like, these tracks that we go to, they be prepped during the week. They race during the week.
Ball radio tires.
Well, I mean, they just be prepped, but they have a lot of races during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I thought I was going to say some slick shit because I was trying to come in and say Cordova, but Chuck had beat me to it. You know what I'm saying?
Cordova's a nice track. Just a lot of y'all kind of don't be up that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know if I ever been to Cordova.
Oh, I'd have been there three times.
I done been to some tracks. I done been to some good tracks. Like,
now, I know y'all remember when Donye and Gangsta Boo and King Kong and all these other cars, Nike cars,
yep,
was going down 41 having a ball. I know y'all remember that.
Well, do y'all remember?
That was,
do y'all remember about?
That's when they was on six, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But listen this. Do y'all remember about five years
you're right,
ago?
Peanut. You're right.
Where you can go? Where you can go to 41, and it was just as tight as steel. On the goddamn Friday and the Saturday and the Sunday, the goddamn track was real tight.
The best I ever seen that track was that on Kill had 41, real, real tight. Vaughn had it tight, and Sham had it tight. One
Sham had it tight.
And like, yeah.
But old boy them, old boy them used to be able to prep. What's the old boy them, Jason? He used to be able to prep that track, and it used to be real tight. Him and that dog on
the
ground.
When Tim was still the manager.
Yeah, that guy used to prep that track.
But
see,
that's like,
I like
you 40. Said. That's like you said.
But that was slick, though.
It ain't. It's more to just drop the goddamn glue. When Tim and them first started, he wasn't doing it right. And then they figured it out. It took time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It took time for them to figure it out, and they got him out of there right when they figured that 41 was right.
Yeah.
Right when he figured out what to do to that bitch, they got him out of there.
Yeah.
Because when they brought him in, because remember when they brought the next manager in right after him, it went right back to Trump.
Yeah.
Instantly. Instantly. And then he just tried to figure it out at the end when they brought Mass Traction in to train him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I see this. Where's the guy that locked me in from the West at last year? He had to. I forgot about him until I just looked at his post.
Who you talking about?
From the West Side. Ant, the one that got that pretty ass Malibu. Was it Chevelle?
Yeah. He around. He would have ran you too. He had some bad Nikes backfired up.
You said he would have did what?
I said he had that bad backfire.
But what about it?
No, you asking about what happened to him. I'm saying that's probably what happened to him.
Oh, but I ain't heard from him since then. I seen him, but he wasn't really saying nothing.
What you trying to say? You had him. You had him scared to talk. What you trying to say?
No. I don't have nobody scared to talk. I don't never have nobody scared to talk. That don't do me no good if I have people scared to talk. Like what good? You get what I'm saying? If they scared to talk, they ain't gonna ask me to race them.
There's no been in the knee going on around here. Everybody from
my No, it ain't that. That's a lie because they ain't already bent the knee. How many people out there really from the West that are willing to race me? That's called bending the knee. You're not even going to get up there and get in the ring. What about Rally?
You asking me about people canceling.
Hold on. Watch this. Look. What about since you say people ain't better than me, you got Rally. I want to race Rally. I want to race Puerto Rican Pete's son. I want to run that damn car that Lenny be driving. I want to run all those cars.
But see, them cars, that's not real. I want to run.
Three lug. I want to run all those cars.
That big drag.
get what I'm saying? Like who keeps saying that? Who, like what? What's your point in saying that? Yeah, but I'm curious on what's their point in saying that unless they can lock his car in, unless they got some money to bet me with. Like,
what
it's enough dick riders.
What is he saying?
It's enough dick riders in grudge racing. I think that's a part of one of the reasons why people don't race, because it's like instead of them getting up to the race, it's much easier to dick ride. You follow what I'm saying?
But that's part of life in general. People gonna dig right in.
Yeah, you know, like
everything.
Yeah, but you know, like it's people. I don't know. I don't even really understand what the guy said. But if he was really saying something, he was talk as a man versus sound like a goddamn toad. Just be a man and come out and say what you want to say. You don't have to hide behind the telephone. Like we all men on here. You don't have to act like a kid and disguise your voice and call somebody's name. Just say what you mean and mean what you say. But that is too much to ask for.
Hey, man, it's 2024. People can be a motherfucking mermaid if they want to. I don't put shit past nobody.
You said he could be a what?
A fucking mermaid if he wants to.
This is a radio talk show. You got a person disguising their voice saying somebody else's name. That's the most weirdest shit. Why they don't say their own damn name? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some people just look at it different, you know? That's what I said. I mean, it's 2024. I don't take none of that shit serious. You take it serious.
I definitely don't take it serious. But I'm just curious why put on some pom poms versus some boxing gloves? Get in the damn ring. Get up there. You hear what I'm saying? Men have boxing gloves and women have pom poms.
I mean, women got boxing gloves too.
Yeah, I mean some of them. You know. Yeah. When you coming out this year?
I might go down in Alabama with y'all. If it's being honest. I'm on the phone.
You said
you're going to
go down there with him?
Yeah, I ain't never been down the track, so.
You taking your car? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think the last time I went to steal is when that dude that had the blue Nova with the blower on the Huffer or whatever the fuck his name was.
Right.
Yeah, the dude that had the blower on that and that Turbo Must Timmy Messiner. That's when they was down there. That's the last time I went to steal. So that was years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going down there. Enjoy the festivities. I'm going to pop one of the bottles of Moet with you.
Now you're talking.
When he grab a hold of you, I'm going to just pour you a glass.
Who
go? You slow, you know. Be all right.
Who go grab a hold of me?
My uncle. You know.
Sheep.
We gonna toast
and get it in any doggone way.
Oh, for sure.
But you know the thing of it is, I really don't ever like. You know, you can come hang out with me. I'm not gonna talk about my win all night and it's gonna go to the next two or three days. I'm just gonna tell you y'all got to go back to the drawing board. That's all.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, is it?
No, ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Cause that's what's gonna happen. He gonna try to figure out how he got way more than me, but the end result was incomplete.
Going chill right there. I ain't never been no big Moet fan, man. I might have to bring my own little bottle of wine down there or something, you know. Ain't no champagne drinking like that.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
You got different brands and stuff that's good and some that's bad, so I ain't never really indulged in no champagne.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love the champagne. I used to drink a lot of beer. I used to drink a whole lot of it.
Oh, beer nasty. I said beer one time and I didn't have a desire to touch it.
I used to drink a lot of Heineken. You know the most I ever lifted, the most I ever benched. I used to drink every day.
Man, that's real.
Yeah, I used to drink beer every day. Hell yeah.
But how often was you in the gym, though? Because beer got a lot of fat.
I was in the gym every day, too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I wasn't in the gym. I take that back. Because at the time, Bally's had a gym membership where you go 3 days after a week. You would go a Tuesday. It was like everywhere you could pick your days. I think I was going like every other day, then I would just do cardio between that. I just run.
Yeah.
But I would just do like a compound workout. That's all. But you know, like my workouts don't be like your workouts. See, your workouts, I could tell you go in there and you just sit in the gym. You sit in the gym. My workout don't take no about 35 minutes, but it be nonstop. See, I don't really take no rest. So after I get done, my heart is already pumping. See, I don't do cardio because it's already be pumping.
Yeah, sometimes you got to see what I do. I ain't even gonna lie. When I go to the gym, I go in there and I'll play basketball for at least an hour. Up and down. Then once I get done playing basketball, I go out there and hit the weights. So,
yeah. All your energy.
So I,